These days, people in the world say very openly that it is impossible or very difficult to be truthful all the time. We have to show some untruthfulness. And several times in many situations, even the Brahmin souls say, though they may not say, but they at least think in their mind that I don't speak lies, but I have to be yukti-yukti, you know, in saying what I want to say. So it's not lies, but I have to say it in another way. So what is the cleverness? They say that we have to be very clever in saying it. We don't speak lies directly, but we are very clever in saying what we want to say. So they say it openly that we cannot speak the truth like that. The worldly people say it openly that we cannot speak the truth. And the Brahmins use a very royal language. And then they say, I didn't mean it actually, nor did I say it with any feelings. I didn't even mean what I said or I did, but what to do? I have to do it that way. I have to become it. But you observed in Brahma Father, didn't you? He was in his corporeal form. Where incorporeal form is concerned, you may say, well, Shiv Baba is incorporeal and he's too detached, he's enjoying himself in the soul world. Let him come in the corporeal world and he'll come to know what it is to be in this world. But Brahma Baba was in corporeal form, wasn't he? He was in the midst of you, your companion. He was a student like you. And he had to face so much of opposition because people opposed the truth of knowledge, the truth of purity. But did Baba become very cunning or clever in his ways? People even suggested to him that, Baba, please don't give gyan directly or don't say straight away that you must be celibate. Say it with yukti. Say, yes, little bit, sometimes. But did Brahma Baba get frightened? Did he get frightened? In order to inculcate the power of truth, there is also the need of the power of tolerance. One has to tolerate, one has to bow down, one has to sometimes accept defeat. But that defeat is not defeat. At that time, it may seem that it is defeat, but actually it is meant for being victorious forever. Even if you have to tolerate, just to forbear the truth, that is, just to be truthful, even if you have to tolerate, doesn't matter. You should tolerate, because that tolerance may seem only external, that you are tolerating. Actually, in your account of righteous actions, it is being accumulated in the power, in the form of the power of tolerance. Otherwise, what will happen is, if is not strong enough to tolerate, he becomes a little weak in tolerating, then he will definitely take the support of untruthfulness. Then at that time, it will seem as if he has got a support and everything is okay. However, in his account, there isn't the accumulation of the power of tolerance. That is, in his account, the power of tolerance will not accumulate. Externally, it may seem, and he may think that he is moving forward very well, very smoothly, and he will think that he knows the right method, the trick of moving forward easily. But if he will check his account, then there will be very little deposit in the account. Therefore, one need not be clever. There are some who try to copy others. They say, oh, this one behaves in a very clever way, and therefore she is getting good name, and she's becoming well known, and therefore I too should do like that. And because I'm very soft, I'm very slow, I'm not very cunning like her, and therefore I'm left behind. But it is not to be left behind. You are not left behind if you are truthful. It is actually that you are moving forward. Because in front of the Father, you are moving forward. Maybe in front of others, you may be behind. But you are concerned with Baba, or are you concerned with human souls? With whom is your concern? Baba, is it not? Therefore, to get a place in Baba's heart, or to make Baba, or to move forward in the eyes of Baba, is what it should be, because through that you reap an elevated fortune, an elevated future. If, however, here you try to copy souls, and feel that they are moving forward because of their cunningness, and let me do the same, then maybe at that time or for some time you may become well known, your name may be announced, you may be in the list of speakers giving lectures, you may be also in the list of those who are running centers. However, it is only up to now. It will not make you get the fruit for the whole kalpa. Baba sometimes says that it's just like sowing the seed in a plowed field, and you get the fruit from the tree, and once you get the fruit, you don't allow it to ripen, but you just eat it raw, and therefore it is only instant fruit, but no fruit for the future. So the fruit is only transitory in the form of name, fame, glory, praise, and that is like eating raw fruit. So don't copy anyone in that way. Even if you don't have a name here, it doesn't matter, because you have a name in the front, in the Father's list in His heart.